The Pause in Prison program started in Arkansas in 2011. It matches dogs that are in animal shelters and otherwise would be euthanized with select prison inmates. Dr. Mary Parker Reed, vice chair of the Arkansas Board of Corrections, says it's proven to be effective.
Today we have it in 6 prisons. We have about 50 dogs in training at any given time. And we work with 8 rescue groups. And our hope over the next few years is to continue to grow, to help more dogs, more families, and more inmates through Pause in Prison.
She says 545 dogs that would have been put to sleep are alive thanks to the program. Rainey Rule is Senior Development Director of the UAMS Psychiatric Research Institute and a founding patron of Pause in Prison. She says they found the animals can have a positive impact on inmates.
That lick of a dog, we know for a fact, releases endorphins that haven't been released in years. It opens up those hardened hearts. And that's the kind of inmates that we want going back into our society.
First Lady Susan Hutchinson noted it is a privately funded program.
The system allows it to occur, but we need people donating and helping out so that the funds are there to make sure the trainers can be there and train the people inside to do the very best job they can with the animals. And so the animals are better off, and the prisoners are better off, and our society as a whole is better off.
In Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin.